Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Yeah.
Standing about 9 feet tall and weighing roughly 700 pounds, the Heaven's Door instrument stands out of place here in this fluorescent-lit rehearsal room in Georgia State's School of Music. Then again, unless it was attached to a church, Stockhausen's door might look out of place just about anywhere.
He envisioned, in a dream, standing before a large, what looked like to him, cathedral door. I'm DJ Betzel. I'm the instrument maker, like an old European church door. And playing upon it, beating upon it to elicit entry.
You have to play your way in or kind of explain yourself or whatever through your playing. I'm Stuart Gerber, percussionist and associate professor of percussion at Georgia State University, and I'm the one who plays the door.
And at some point the doors opened and he went through and there was a cosmic experience.
And that experience was the genesis of this percussive piece of music. Gerber had been working with the composer since 1999.
And so he told me in the correspondence, he said, well, here's the score, and I have envisioned this door, and we need to go find an old church door and build a frame for it. And so in Germany, there are places that sell old church doors. And they checked them out, and they all sounded horrible because they weren't made for music. That's when he decided to have one built.
So Gerber contacted DJ Betzel.
I mean, this is completely experimental. There's no other instrument like this. The closest thing I could come up with is it's kind of like a vertical marimba.
Betzel's expertise is in stringed instruments, but Gerber thought that his skills as both an instrument maker and an architect made him the perfect person for this job.
Our door needed to be tall. And that was a practical issue for Stuart, because he has to be able to reach the plates. That also had something to do with the height of my basement, honestly.
And to this day, I can't fit this in my studio set up. It's about 4 inches too tall.
We didn't know until after I had built it that it didn't fit in Stuart's studio here at GSU. The little details. And it was quite a project for one person to do in his basement, especially a person who was used to building lutes.
And how long did it take you once you actually began carving it up and building it?
Well, if we had about 6 months for the entire project, we probably spent 2 months drawing and planning and 4 months building.
Stockhausen wrote Heaven's Door in 2005 for the first performance of it in Italy in 2006, which Stuart Gerber premiered. The instrument was built by a cabinet maker. This door is the first one built here in North America.
The door has, it's a double leaf door, and it has 6 panels on each leaf, so 12 panels, and they're arranged in pitch from high on the highest part of the panel, or the leaf, all the way down in pitch.
We walk around to the back of this thing. Oh yeah, okay. And there are actual handles here and a doorknob.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. I mean, if I play this well enough, it does open in the performance. So it needs to, there's got to be a way to open it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it, and the percussionist is supposed to walk through the door after it opens, if it opens, and the whole nine yards.
If you've made it, if you've explained yourself well enough.
Exactly.
Can you tell me about the thinking behind the piece, because it's not every piece of music that requires the performers to construct an instrument that was, not there before.
That's a thing I thought about a lot. I'm not even, I'm not aware, I mean, I'm not a musicologist, but I'm not aware of another instance of a composer writing a score, completing a score, with an idea in mind, and then building an instrument to realize it. But this is Stockhausen in a nutshell. I mean, love him or hate him musically, he didn't back down from his artistic ideas. He would have this idea, and then he would find a way to realize it. Like, one of his most famous or maybe infamous pieces is the Helicopter String Quartet, in which he dreamt of the string quartet flying around in helicopters. So there it is. There are 4 helicopters that each have a different you know, a different member of the string quartet sits in each helicopter, and they are connected by microphones, and then that is amplified and sent to the concert hall down below, and they fly around the concert hall and play this 30-minute piece. So in terms of how long it took to build and to organize this, it's, I mean, that's a bit much bigger endeavor in a way.
At least you don't have to build a helicopter. Right. Jeez.
The Heaven's Door sounds like a very spiritually heavy and ponderous piece. Can you speak to that aspect of, you know, this enormous thing and playing it and being part of this piece of music?
Well, I mean, Stockhausen was a very spiritual person, very religious in a way. I mean, he was raised as a Catholic. There's a spiritual element to all his music at some level, some more than others, but it's all there. And so then this is one of the final works he wrote. I mean, there are about 10 after this, give or take. But this is part of the last kind of cycle. It was written in 2005. So, you know, I also think of it being like, well, you know, he was near about 77 or so when he was writing this. He died when he was 79, just about 6 months short of his 80th birthday. So, you know, kind of someone in the twilight of their life thinking about these things and pondering, you know, what does come next.